This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The watchman sees the fracturing. The lines are shifting. Edom's authority, once seemingly unshakable, is showing cracks. A recent ruling from their highest court, a supposed pillar of their legal system, reveals internal division, a struggle for control even within the beast. But do not mistake this for righteousness. It is not a collapse of evil, but a realignment of power, a desperate attempt to maintain dominion as the foundations crumble. Yeshayahu spoke of this, of Edom's pride brought low, its strongholds becoming desolate, Yeshayahu 34:8. The unraveling has begun, but the chaos it unleashes will be severe. And in the midst of this turmoil, the orchestrated conflicts rage on. Reports from Afghanistan, the stalled negotiations with Iran, the perpetual clashes in the Gulf, these are not accidents. They are deliberate escalations, a calculated attempt to sow discord and maintain control through manufactured crisis. Yah warned of this, of the day of Yahuwah bringing judgment upon those who stir up nations against Israel, Yah 3:16. Edom thrives on conflict, using the blood of others to cement its power. But even as the shadows lengthen, a flicker of awakening, we see it in the growing number of voices questioning the established order, rejecting the broken cisterns of this world. Yirmiyahu lamented a people who forsook the living waters, turning instead to vessels that could hold nothing, Yirmiyahu 2:13. For generations, Israel has chased after the fleeting promises of foreign powers, seeking security in alliances that always fail. We have allowed Edom's technological tendrils to wrap around our necks, trading true independence for the illusion of convenience. They offer a digitized dominion, a system of control masked as progress, and too many are willingly embracing it. Malachi spoke of this very deception, of the judgment coming upon those who steal from Yahuwah by withholding their true allegiance, Malachi 1:4. But the covenant endures. Yahuwah has not forgotten his promises. He remembers his people scattered and broken, and he is stirring within them a longing for something more. The promise of restoration is not merely a spiritual one, though that is its foundation. It is a tangible reality, a reclaiming of our birthright, a renewal of the land. Yeshayahu foretold a time when the wilderness would blossom, when streams would flow in the desert, and Israel would return to their inheritance, Yeshayahu 43:19-20. This is not a fairy tale. It is a covenant promise, a guarantee rooted in the faithfulness of Yahuwah. And what does this restoration look like in practice? It begins with a return to self-sufficiency, a rejection of the systems that bind us. Amos spoke of a time when the fields would yield abundantly, when the vineyards would overflow with wine, and Israel would no longer be dependent on the whims of foreign nations, Amos 9:13-15. It requires a reclaiming of our resources, a rebuilding of our communities, a rediscovery of the ancient wisdom that has been lost. But this is not a task for the so-called Israeli state to accomplish. That political entity born of colonial ambition is a counterfeit. The true Israel, the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, is the vessel of restoration. Zechariah declared that Yahuwah would gather his people from all corners of the earth, restoring them to their land and to their covenant, Zechariah 8:7-8. This gathering is not a political relocation, but a spiritual awakening, a recognition of our true identity and our true calling. We are witnessing a stirring, a slow but steady awakening among the nations. The spirit of Gideon is rising, a willingness to dismantle the altars of Baal, to reject the false gods of this world, to stand firm against the tide of corruption. This is not a call to isolation, but a call to separation, to separate ourselves from the broken systems, from the deceptive ideologies, from the forces that seek to enslave us. The news reports of escalating violence in Gaza, the continued oppression of Palestinians, the disruption of education, these are not isolated incidents. They are part of a pattern, a deliberate attempt by the Israeli state to maintain control through force and intimidation. Jeremiah prophesied of this very behavior, of a people who oppress their brethren and shed innocent blood. Jeremiah 49:38. This is not the act of a righteous nation, but of a tool of Edom, used to further its agenda of domination. But even in the darkest of times, hope remains. The wellsprings of restoration are flowing, nourishing the roots of a new generation. The promise of Yahuwah is sure. He will restore what has been broken, heal what has been wounded, and gather His people home. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.